As the mighty cosmic being, Venus, speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless her without limit with all the love at our command and offer that to her in the name of the people of Earth, whom she has throughout the centuries guarded with the love that has kept them from total destruction. Beloved ones of the planet Earth, with great cosmic joy do we enter in to that oneness of life that enables us to feel all that is required and to expand and to release that which is constructive to more readily assist the people of Earth to rise out of the shadows of human distress. Great as has been the misuse of God's energy through the centuries, yet greater still is the mighty love that rules all. Know with every fiber of your being that the eternal happiness you desire comes only from cosmic love that sustains this whole system of worlds. And that love, it is our great privilege to offer to the people of Earth in its ever-expanding fire that brings into our manifestation the eternal blessings of life. And may I lift you this hour into the feeling of our reality, our love, and our oneness with that all-pervading life on that mighty authority of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun that ever governs all in loving perfection. Try to realize what the cosmic fire of our love means to the people of Earth. For your life and our life is one life. Therefore, the love we pour forth is the one love from the heart of creation, within which abides all the power that creates systems of worlds and peoples them with beings of the cosmic fire and sustains and expands the great divine plan's fulfillment through them. Try to realize that whatever you do in this world, if it is to bring you happiness that is permanent, must come by the use of the cosmic fire which we direct to the planet Earth. You might go forward with all the physical action your hearts could desire. But if you do not love to do that which must be done, then it will have to be done over and over and over again until it is done by the cosmic love of the great fire of creation which we direct to the earth and which is the sustaining governing power of perfection on every planet in this system and every system throughout space everywhere. Could you understand what is within the cosmic fire of our love there isn't anything or all mankind on earth could ever persuade you to forget it one instant. When you know that as we send it forth, it performs that action which fulfills the divine plan and sustains it until the next wave of love comes into outer manifestation to make it greater, then you would realize that in the use of the cosmic fire, of the great love of all creation, can you draw to yourselves activities that have never yet manifested upon the earth? Just as in those former ages, when the beloved son of Kamara came and in a few moments gave the fire that was sustained over months and years until he came again, just so do we flood forth throughout the planet Earth at intervals this cosmic fire of our purifying love to change the vibratory action of the atmosphere in which mankind abides. On the fire of our love, as it passes through the substance in the atmosphere, changes everything, purifies the substance and the energy, raises the pressure of discord and consumes it from mankind, and gives life in every life stream another chance to try again to reach the perfection of the ascension by which each one may go forward to cosmic activities of creation. And today I want to touch upon something that mankind do not understand. From the lowest to the highest, from the smallest to the greatest manifestation in all the universe, obedience to the octave of its existence is forever the joy of life in the expansion of its perfection. We, in the activities that control an entire planet, give obedience with loving gratitude and joy to the law of that which controls the whole system. And the system gives obedience to the law that controls the galaxy. Then, do you think mankind should imagine that they have any right to disobey the requirements of life that manifest the entire universe and sustain it in ever-expanding action and perfection? Try to charge your outer selves with a cosmic love on the cosmic fire of our obedience to the great cosmic law, that obedience may become easier for you in the physical octave, so as to sustain constructive activities and enable you to accomplish the greatest victory possible from day to day. Try to realize that you never deal with individuals. You deal with life, and life will hold you responsible if you do not deal with the fire of our love, which is life's almighty control of all things to produce perfection and sustain and expand it. The cosmic power that governs whole systems of worlds is the cosmic love and the cosmic fire. Oh, that mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. And it is localized, it is concentrated, it is focused into any special activity that you desire to produce manifestation. Then think you that mankind are any exception to that which governs all that is greater than this world? Do not rebel against the obedience required by the cosmic law. Do not rebel against the requirements of that which produces perfection. Rather, keep your feeling world charged with a fiery love on the cosmic power from our great planet, so that there comes into yourselves the enjoyment of doing anything you need to do to fulfill the divine plan, and you do it with the ease that only love can give. When there is not the great enjoyment and ease of accomplishment in producing perfection, know always that you lack the cosmic love from our octave and the fiery power that comes through it to control all things easily and joyously. We want to bring into each of you our feeling of that cosmic love that brings you relaxation. And relaxation is not inertia nor a negative condition, not by any means. There is a certain balance within the physical body at a point near the heart, only directly in the middle of the chest. And when you learn to rest within that flame, the permanent atom, as it expands through the upper portion of the body, you will find a point of balance from which you can act, but which never maintains tension in the body. This comes by opening the heart and through love to your I Am presence and to the greater beings in the universe, the very expansion and upreaching feeling of your own heart's flame will draw in and around you our cosmic fire of that love, which brings balance and peace and purity and and then in a moment, with a wave of your hand, will you find the beings of nature bringing to you that which mankind struggle to attain through human effort. When you know how wonderful our love is, precious ones, I am sure you will never forget to use it again. Learn to love life. Learn to love to help people. Learn to love to set life free. And learn to cooperate with everyone to the accomplishment of a great constructive activity, to a transcendent ideal that is worthy of everything in your life to accomplish it, so that it frees all. This cosmic fire of our love is the most wonderful, transmuting, ascending action within yourselves to make your pathway glorious in its attainment and to make your ascension just like a breath from the passing of the outer into the inner that is all love for eternity. Try to know that the cosmic fiery love of which I speak is that which, like the storm cloud, as the light passes through it, dissolves it on the instant, and there is no fighting of the storm cloud with the lightning. Did you ever notice that? The storm cloud never fights the lightning. It can't. Well, just so does the cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus, coming into yourselves, become the master. However that flame flows, nothing fights it. For it either becomes the love or ceases to be. We want you to feel the majesty of this power. We want you to feel the mastery and use of this cosmic fire. We want you to experiment with it and realize always that as you call to us for its release into your physical actions and your physical affairs, it becomes a permanent part of your own life. For this cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus and the great ones who direct its activities there, that fiery love is life and is a part of your life once you call it into your world of action. Once you turn your attention to us and accept our reality and call forth this fiery love of cosmic action, that becomes a permanent part of you. And I can guarantee you, it hasn't a thing within it that would ever trouble you. We see mankind throughout the ages struggle, 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 because they will not use the fiery love from our octave, which we have offered throughout the centuries, which we have used to keep mankind from completely, all of them, going to the second death. Yet we release this knowledge from time to time, and yet mankind will not use it. You, beloved ones, have used it. I'm speaking, of course, of the people of the outer world when I say they have not used it. But you, beloved ones, who have accepted our presence, you who have called for this cosmic fiery love to come into your outer affairs, you thus have become one with our life through your heart's call. I congratulate you because you let the love of our life, which is greater than you or greater than your outer activities, enter into you to give you more power over the discordant conditions of your world. Now, as the hour approaches, when more of our fiery love must come into the atmosphere of Earth, those of you who daily remember to make this call will call forth much into your outer affairs, into your bodies, into your surroundings. More of this cosmic fire than exists in the rest of the world around you. And then our life becomes for you the guardian presence and the cosmic fiery love, which is the gift of our life and the action of our life, enters into you and reveals to you how we live life in our domain, in our realm of action. As you draw forth the fiery cosmic love from the planet Venus and from the Lords of the Flame from Venus and all who direct that fiery love to the earth, as you call this forth in and around yourselves, will you find it an illumining presence that will teach you how to live life as we live it? And may I say, we live it much more intelligently than the people of this world. I can assure you of much illumination, permanent happiness, and the great mastery which your hearts crave to come into your outer use until you know that the great God presence, the mighty I Am, through its fiery love, reveals the perfect way of life. And now, do you know what you can call forth from within? The cosmic fiery love from our octave. You can call forth many things, beloved ones, which are going to be given to the people of earth in the incoming golden age. Things that must come from our planet to yours. You will find wonderful ideas, wonderful inventions, wonderful healing power, wonderful music, and wonderful magnetic control of conditions in this world that can only be controlled by that great magnetic power of our fiery love. There are some things in your world that cannot be controlled except by that magnetic power from our planet until the planet Earth is purified. Then that power releases from within the hearts of the people and then becomes a permanent action in your physical world. Now, in order to help you stand against the discord of the outer world and go forward still to fulfill your heart's desire and the accomplishment of the great divine plan, we want to bring you closer and closer into our way of life. And therefore, we want to teach you how to use this cosmic fiery love from our octave into yours. And as we call it forth, or rather, we give it to you in response to your call, that becomes a sustaining action for you until you call again. And when you call, that each time there is a greater wave comes to sustain that perfection around you and to give you the power for greater accomplishment, all of which moves you forward always victorious over the limitations that you contact. You see, when you call forth one wave of our fiery love in cosmic action, that sustains you in your outer activities for a certain length of time. But may I say, You do not lose it when you use it. You simply let it flow forth to bless the conditions in your world. And after it has reached out and is rendering its service, then when you call again, you receive more of our cosmic fiery love to enable you to do greater things, to give greater blessings to mankind. And all beloved ones, please know, physical effort in this world, no matter what the accomplishment, if it does not come forth and be sustained and expanded by the cosmic fiery love from our octave or from your presence of the ascended host, it is useless unless that love is allowed to expand its fiery action. The whole universe depends on this activity, beloved ones. The great cosmic fire of creation is the cosmic action of the life and the love of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. And it is a directing intelligence that uses everything constructively and therefore produces only the happiness that fulfills the great divine plan. So unless your accomplishment contains the loving happiness of the great cosmic fire, know that you will have to do it over and over and over until you put that cosmic love and cosmic fire into your accomplishment to make it permanent and ever expanding in its constructive action. You see, under the cosmic law, beloved ones, of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, it is such that manifestation that does not produce permanent happiness to life cannot be sustained permanently. You see, if a thing is discordant, the cosmic law will not let it be made permanent. But when you call forth the cosmic fiery love from our octave to go forth and produce a manifestation, then that carries permanent happiness to all the universe around you. And if it seems difficult to love life, then ask that the fiery cosmic love from our octave and the great beings who have drawn this flame into your world, those beings are the great Kumaras, if you will ask that their fiery cosmic love be made alive in you to become permanent happiness in all that you do, they will teach you by their life radiated to you what is within that cosmic fiery love that has made the planet Venus so magnificent and beautiful and such a sun in space. You call us a planet, but in reality, we are a sun. Now, what, think you, has made that action of the fire element there in the heavens to maintain its light and ever-expanding beauty and perfection throughout aeons of time? It is the fiery love in cosmic action from the great central sun that is ever growing greater within the planet Venus. And may I say to you, your physical scientists needn't worry about the sun decreasing. On the contrary, when a sun is created, it ever expands into a greater sun. And then it creates planets that become suns while it becomes a greater sun. So you see, each of you is a miniature sun. You are the sun of your world, and your obligation to life is to ever let the cosmic fire of our cosmic love grow greater within yourselves, that your light may go forth and produce greater happiness in the world around you. May I say to you, your divine obligation to life is to produce permanent happiness to all the life around you. And if you do not do that, you fail in the fulfillment of the divine plan. When you contact vicious forces, then you will need the cosmic fire to purify them. But still your obligation is to go forth and create permanent happiness and beauty and perfection. All that is constructive, all that has a right to be maintained and expanded. That is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Not just the accomplishment of your little ideas from day to day. That is not the fulfillment of the divine plan. The divine plan is to draw forth the cosmic fire from the life that is greater than your outer selves and send it forth into the physical octave to produce permanent perfection, permanent happiness that ever expands. And may I say, you can't change the law of that command. Mankind's disobedience never breaks the law nor changes it. They break the physical body by disobedience to it. But ever remember that as you call forth the fulfillment of the ascended master's divine plan their way, you're going to see the cosmic fiery love from our octave come into the physical world in order to fulfill that divine plan. But you who understand your beloved I Am presence can call this forth into yourselves and into your affairs to produce perfection this world has never yet seen. Your opportunity is limitless. The door is wide open at all times. And there is nothing in the universe to say you nay. You can accomplish the greatest thing of which you can think through this call for the fire of love in cosmic action from the planet Venus to the earth. For we are your guardians. I'm the beloved mighty son of Kumara. In the service he and the other Kumaras have rendered through the ages has poured flame after flame of that love, that fire from our planet Venus to yours to sustain and expand that which is constructive. So as you contemplate what our love means to the earth, as you desire it within yourselves, as you use it in outer physical action, will it reveal to you that which only it can teach. That mighty fiery love in cosmic action can teach you all about itself. And if you will use it, you yourself, in the greater peace and happiness which becomes permanent in your world, will make you realize what transcendent power and what a scepter of dominion that cosmic fire is in your outer use And may I say, you're going to have to use it in outer physical action if you are going to survive against the destruction of the outer world. I am not come idly today, and I have come with the decision to draw this cosmic fire whose love mankind must have in order to protect that which is constructive within your nation. This cosmic fire is as real as any physical flame you have in the physical octave. And since it is the fire of life, and we are the outer expression or manifestation of greater perfection than your life has yet produced in this world, then if you reach up and want the fiery love and cosmic action of our life, we are happy and joyous to give it to you. It is our privilege to pour it forth whenever you desire it. And just as you love to give your children things that make them happy, so do we love to give you that which makes you happy. So you see, you do have tremendous cosmic friends of that love which is master of all and contains all you could ever desire. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, beloved ones, life is the greatest gift that can be given. The cosmic fiery love from our octave is our life. Therefore, when you call it forth into the physical world on the physical conditions of your affairs, then we are giving you our life to make your life happier. And as you expand perfection in your affairs, and you charge that with our eternal happiness, then you are giving the life of your outer selves to the other life around you to make it happy. And that automatically brings back to you greater happiness. Just as we release these great cosmic flames from our octave into the physical atmosphere of Earth to consume discordant conditions and to bring greater freedom and happiness to you, that makes us happy. When we see you cut free from human limitations, then we are happier. And as you draw forth the cosmic fiery love from our octave into yourselves and into your conditions to expand that which is constructive or to create it, then that makes you happier in the use of that which gives you mastery over this world. And that very happiness goes forth and is a raising force to the life around you. So the moment you draw forth the cosmic, fiery love from those octaves of life that are above and greater than your physical world, our life becomes one with your life, and our qualities expanding in you and through you to produce greater happiness in the world about you, automatically raises everything that you contact nearer in vibratory action to our octave of perfection. So the planet Venus is like a sun to the planet Earth. It pours the radiation of its light and its fiery flames of love to the planet Earth. And as that dissolves away the shadows of discord, the vibratory action of the Earth itself is increased to the point where it becomes more luminous. Oh, I ask you to experiment with this. And I trust I will have the opportunity to come at intervals to assist you more powerfully to understand our love and to encourage you to use it in outer physical action. Thank you, precious ones. Will you please be seated? Now, do not go out and discuss this with others. Rather, go ahead and use it first until you gather the momentum of its fiery action in and around you to change conditions into the greater perfection that make mankind wonder how you can do it. And then, after you have produced the manifestation that transcends most of what is in this world, then when you reveal the way and means by which you do it, mankind will be more receptive by that time, and you will not need to go through the persecution and condemnation that otherwise you would experience. Strange it is that in mankind's ignorance, they are so determined not to recognize something that is of God and greater than themselves, until they are almost ready to pass out of the body with their own misery before they will awaken to that which God, the mighty I Am Presence, wants to bestow to help them be happy. Just move into your outer daily activities and charge each day ahead of you. The cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus, and the lords of the flame from Venus, and your beloved mighty victory, and his legions of victory. My dear ones, you could no more help being victorious over conditions of the outer world than you could help your existence in the universe. When you call for the cosmic fiery love from these great beings who have manifested such perfection through aeons of time, then when you call the perfection of their life into your physical action, then there must come perfection here. And as you do that, that becomes a permanent part of your own life, because we're life just the same as you are life. Our life is one. You cannot divide it. You think that your life is separate from ours, but it is not. Because the moment you think of us, we are instantly aware of it by a light within life. So our life is aware of what is in your life. And therefore, when you reach up to us, I want the greater action of life's perfection, and you make that part of yourselves in your octave, then that perfection must be around you. If mankind tried a thousandth part as determinedly to call forth the fiery cosmic love and perfection from these greater planets of the system as they do and are determined to breed war. Dear hearts, you would be, all of you, ascended beings. Now then, since the greatest need in your world today is this cosmic fiery love from our planet Venus, then I say to you, if you're going to consume the hate that has generated war, you're going to have the flame, the fiery action, or the cosmic fire of our great love into your physical atmosphere, into the physical structure of the ground you walk upon, into your physical bodies, into your minds and your feeling world. This cosmic fiery love must come into you and into your life if you are going to consume the hate that constantly binds mankind to distress. The world is taking its initiation in love, and hate has seemed to predominate. But as you call this great cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus into the planet Earth to demand the annihilation of all hate and all that is created by that hate, then you will find, as you call forth this cosmic fire to release life here from that which is not love, then you will find your life stream has become one with our life flame, and its cosmic fire begins to enfold you and serve you and bless you and make you happy as only that fiery love can do. There is nothing in all the universe that can make you as happy as the use of our cosmic fiery love into yourselves to produce perfection and permanent happiness for all mankind. Because that cosmic flame which we pour forth in and around you, that could never produce anything but the most uplifting, immortally pure, wonderful happiness and action of life from our octave. You see, we do not have on the planet Venus the creations of impurity and discord that are in your world. For if we did, the planet would not be luminous. Therefore, since our fiery cosmic love has made our planet luminous, then I say to you, if you draw this flame into yourselves and into your affairs and into physical action, it will become the illumining presence to you. It makes the body more luminous, the atmosphere more luminous, it illumines the mind, it raises and purifies the substance, it makes your life like our life because the vibratory action is higher and it automatically lifts everything wherever it moves. You see, the fiery cosmic love from our octave is the great central sun magnet's magnetic power to raise everything into greater perfection, to expand it, to increase its happiness and beauty in the universe. And you may live in a world of the fiery cosmic love from our planet if you so desire, if you so decide, if you so remember to call it forth. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, as you love your nation, then call forth this cosmic fiery love from Venus to charge throughout the people and let us see how much of their hate we can consume in a short time. We are trying an experiment, and I trust the great cosmic law will permit the mighty son of Kamara, the great victory, and others who are assisting the earth to concentrate a certain activity of this fiery element into the United States to help guard the heart of the world against the destruction that the human creation intends. We are trusting for a dispensation of the cosmic law to permit the consuming of a certain proportion of an accumulation that the sinister force is using against America. And if you will call this forth, it cannot but help you and lift you regardless of what takes place in the outer world. But we are offering it and hoping that you will call it forth into outer action to offset some of the frightful things intended through the use of the atomic bomb. I have not come by accident, nor just to satisfy the desire of the outer self of one or more individuals. I have come because of the cosmic need of the nation and the world. For as I tell you truly this hour, the intent in the use of the atomic bomb is to blight the earth completely. That we cannot allow. When those great beloved Kumaras, who are my messengers of flame, who are the lords of cosmic love, have for 2.5 million years abiding in the atmosphere of earth, voluntary exiles from the realms of perfection, ever pouring their flame into the darkness of human filth. After their long centuries of service, I know that the cosmic law does not permit that to be useless. And therefore, because you have awakened to your beloved I Am Present, because of the service of your mighty Saint Germain and the great Archangel Michael, the goddess of justice, and your blessed Nada, all through the ages, because of their continual service to life, then I come that I may offer you, if you will call it forth, this, which we trust will be powerful enough to offset the frightful thing intended through the use of the atomic bomb. Thank you, beloved ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, if you will demand, then under the cosmic law, we are obligated to comply with that demand so long as it be constructive. And I would greatly appreciate it, as will the mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body of every life stream, if you will demand whatever cosmic fiery love of our immortal purity is necessary to charge into the younger generation and forbid their energy to be used for filthy purposes for any reason. You make the call, and let us see how rapidly the cosmic law will permit the answer to come into outer physical manifestation. Call forth the cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus to be the control of the atomic bomb, to be the control of your younger generation, to be the control of your government and your nation and your people, to be the control of your resources, and in the fiery authority of the mighty I Am Presence, forbid your resources or your people to be used for destruction for any reason. Now let us see what we can do to stand the guard more quickly. May those cosmic legions of our fiery love come into the physical atmosphere of Earth, into your physical activities, and blaze the fire that forbids the filth of human creation to any longer engulf your people. There are life streams, beloved ones, who belong to our planet and yet have foregone the perfection that is there to come and abide in your world to give their light and their flame to prevent this wholesale destruction. The people of Earth must be purified. The structure of Earth itself must be purified. The atmosphere of Earth and the powers of nature must be purified, and our cosmic fiery love is the purifying flame that is the action that must come, because that is a higher vibratory action than anything you have in the physical world. And since it must come by your own call to us, then I am come to remind you of that and to offer those powers and activities of that fiery cosmic love into your outer use, that you may all more quickly be protected against the intended discord, and in the meantime our life becomes part of your life, and it's in its commanding authority as the government of your people, which you are. In these powers of light, then it becomes the release of certain activities of the fire that can prevent much that is intended. I would like to take a class, as did the great archangel Michael, and in the use of that decree for to guard you and to produce perfection and to guard your power. See what we could do in that cosmic fire of our great love. And then, if the great beings permit, I would like to come, as did the cosmic angel, in a series of dictations close enough together to release a more concentrated action of this cosmic fiery love that becomes permanently anchored in and around you and the structure of the earth to go forward and accomplish more quickly that which is needed. precious ones, thank you with all my heart. It looks like my efforts were successful since the fiery love in your hearts has responded to the call of mine. I thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? With all my heart's love shall I come back to you with a fiery love from our octave in answer to your heart's call. And depending upon the call, will the cosmic law decide the time and the concentration of this flame, which we are hoping to bring into utter action as soon as possible. So today, do I commend you to its heart. May it reveal the glory of its powers into your outer use. May it clothe you with a mantle of its immortal protection. May it be for you the fullness of everything you could ever desire. And as you use it in outer physical action, will you find the world becoming that which your heart's desire and the fulfillment of the divine plan becomes a reality in your world forever. So in all the glory of the heart of creation do I clothe you today, and I want you to feel so close to us in that fiery cosmic love, in that great one life which seeks always to give happiness to all. May it be the lifting magnetic power of that great central sun magnet and blaze the fire that wherever you go consumes all that is not that fiery love of creation, to forever raise you all to your eternal freedom. May it go forth over your nation tonight and raise the nation as quickly as possible out of the clutches of that which is of the shadows. May the angels of that cosmic fiery love stand and watch you, stand your guard, and give you every blessing that comes under their direction as you call this forth to consume that which is not love wherever you go. In the glory of its heart, the victory of its cosmic fire, and the freedom of its eternal directing intelligence and boundless power, may we clothe you tonight and give you every assistance to hold the victory of the cosmic fiery love of creation, the controlling, possessing presence in your nation until it is free, and then through the nation to the world. It is this fiery cosmic love from our octave that we wish to pour forth to fill America, the cup of light to the earth, until this light has consumed all that is of the shadows. May it wrap you in its dazzling heart and make you its masterful, victorious presence everywhere you go until you come to us ascended and free. I thank you and good night. Beloved mighty being Venus, thank you for your love, and may our life pour love to you for eternity and to those beloved Kumaras, mighty victory in his cosmic legion, until everything that is the victory of your heart's love flood the earth, until the earth too becomes a dazzling sun in space and no more shadows ever exist here. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we We ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent, one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such immortal, fiery, victorious love from the planet Venus and from all the great beings who direct that fire to the earth, that it may move into outer physical action and prevent all destruction that is intended. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever power of that cosmic fiery love is necessary to help us stand against everything that is of the shadows, till that love and its dazzling light reign everywhere and possess all for eternity. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved mighty Venus. And beloved son of Kamara and all the other Kamaras, all who have ever come from Venus to the earth to set the people free. Now may the fullness of everything that cosmic fiery love can give charge forth into everybody and everything under this radiation. Charge that fiery liquid essence and elixir of the precipitated light substance into this substance which we want to carry into each one's world, the boundless supply of every good thing that forever expands till those under this radiation are at all times the bountifully supplied with every good thing till their ascension is complete. Now to the seven mighty Adam, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, to recall as never before, to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, with all their fiery, victorious love, to go forth and do that which they want to do through those under this radiation, till every shadow of earth is lifted forever. Beloved great beings, guard forever those under this radiation. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one of the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress these activities of the cosmic fiery love that is necessary to consume everything that is of distress. Blaze that flame until nothing but its victory remains. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence, all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of that fiery cosmic love from the planet Venus, the seven mighty Kamaras, and mighty Victory and his cosmic legions. I let that flame intensify and expand till it burns through everything on this planet and consumes everything that is not that love for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not that great cosmic fiery love for which we call. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And to this end, do we ever stand at attention to our beloved I Am Presence, the great cosmic being Venus, and all the great ones, till their love into our life has made us all that they are today. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary, and all that the cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus and the great ones from Venus can give to assist those who are so near attaining their victory into the ascended master's octave. May we offer their physical forms and all of its substance into that cosmic sacred fire, that the cup which has held the flame of life and the precious ones who are making the change, may there come that assistance of our love, and all that has been of the cup that held the divine may be returned to the universal through the fiery element, and forever go forward in that great eternal purity that moves throughout creation, the flame of love and perfection and happiness for all eternity. Now as we return these physical flames, may the fullness of that victory be commanded for all in this embodiment whom we hold near and dear, ourselves and all on this radiation, and all who ever come on.